Leicester Mercury for Friday, April the 19th. Windscreen smashed by rock hurled from bridge. A driver has described the terrifying moment youths hurled a rock at her car, smashing its windscreen. Youths dropped a rock the size of a fist onto the woman's car as it passed under a footbridge on the A46 between Glenfield and Groby. It shattered a small part of the passenger side of the windscreen, inches in front of the driver's 66-year-old mother. The 39-year-old driver, who did not want to be named, believes the impact would have been far greater and the consequences more serious if she had not slowed down seconds earlier. She said she decelerated when she spotted the youths ahead. As she anticipated they were up to no good, in my eyes, it's attempted murder, she said. It would have been an awful lot worse if I'd been going at normal speed. I'm sure the rock would have come through the windscreen and my mother was in the passenger seat. Fortunately, I'd seen the three youths up there and just had a feeling they were going to do something like this. They looked like they were up to no good, and I'm so glad I saw them and reacted the way I did. The woman, whose four-year-old daughter was in the car, continued along the A46 until she found a suitable spot to pull over. She then called the police. My mum was really shocked, and my daughter was very upset too, although she's so young she has shrugged it off, the woman said. I wanted to put this in the Mercury because I wanted to warn other drivers to be aware of the dangers. You have to pay attention at all times on the road, but not everybody would have looked at those young men on the bridge and thought they're going to throw something at me. If I could speak to the youths who did this to us, I would probably want to wring their necks first, but I would try to explain to them just how dangerous and stupid their actions were. Mike Salisbury, chairman of Glenwatch, the neighbourhood watch group for Glenfield, said, "There is no logic to this. Unless they got some thrill from it, I really don't know. I can't recall anything similar happening here before, so hopefully this was an isolated incident, and they have realised the consequences of throwing anything at a moving car." Leicestershire police are looking for the three youths, who were all dressed in dark hooded tops. One was riding a bicycle. They are believed to have made off towards Groby. A police spokeswoman said, "This is an extremely reckless thing to do. This action could cause serious injury to people travelling in cars below. Anyone with information should contact Leicestershire Police on 101.
Sad, unused and unloved. Its stage was once graced by acting greats such as Sir Ralph Richardson, Sir Anthony Hopkins and Peter O'Toole, but it now stands empty and unloved. The Haymarket Theatre on a prime piece of land in the city centre closed in 2007 to be replaced by Curve, yet remains a drain on council resources. Yesterday, a group of city councillors took a tour of the former theatre to find out why the council has been unable to find someone to take over the building. The tour, on which the Leicester Mercury was also invited, took the council members around the large foyer, the dark auditorium and the dusty backstage areas, which stretch like a labyrinth into the depths of the Belgrave Gate Theatre. The building, which opened in 1973, has rooms piled high with seating, crumbling plaster walls and long corridors of painted concrete. The council has more than 60 years left on its lease, which means a £150,000 a year cost to taxpayers for rates, maintenance and a service charge. The council first put the building on the market for £500,000, but Mayor Sir Peter Salisbury is now willing to negotiate a sum with a potential buyer. Yesterday's tour was for the benefit of members of the Council's Economic Development, Culture and Tourism Scrutiny Commission, who advised Sir Peter. Commission Chairman Sue Waddington said, "We don't want the Council to continue to pay for an empty building. As we haven't been in here since the theatre closed, we thought we should take a look. We need to think of new ways to market the building and find a new owner to bring it back to use. Could be a good wedding venue or be put to a religious or educational use. It's a great opportunity. It's an enormous building. Brendan McGarry of the City Council's Property Department told the councillors he had showed many interested parties around the theatre, including religious groups, casino operators and people from London's theatre industry. However, no one had so far expressed much of an interest in taking on the lease or even subletting it short term from the council. Under the terms of the council's lease, the uses for the building are restricted and the limited capacity of the Haymarket car park may also be an issue for prospective tenants. Councillor Caldit Batty, the Commission's Deputy Chairman, said, "One thing I think there is a demand for is a new ice skating rink, but that's not possible under the lease." Commission members were also there to consider whether the council might benefit from some investment to bring the interior up to date. The theatre is full of reminders of the past, such as a swirly 1980s carpet, tatty posters of Wham and others in the backstage area. Councillors hoped the building could again be put to a use that enhances the city centre. Councillor Ted Cassidy said, "With the removal of the Belgrave flyover, this is going to be a prime site in an important part of Leicester. I think there's tremendous potential as this is a focal point of the city centre, but it needs someone with vision and capital to invest. It might get easier if the economy improves."
Pies and Pasties factory set to create 300 jobs. National bakery chain Greggs is to build a production plant for pies and pasties, creating an estimated 300 jobs. The factory in Hinckley will produce a wide range of frozen savoury products, which will be supplied to shops across southern Britain, where they will be baked to order. At present, all of the company's savoury products are produced near Newcastle. Greggs said it was to invest between £30 million and £35 million over 2 years on the 300-metre-long factory to meet an expansion in demand. The factory, which will be built on the former Johnson's Apparel Master site close to Ashby Canal, was approved by Hinckley and Bosworth Borough Council on Tuesday. Planning Committee Chairman Councillor Rob Main said, "This is great news for the borough. To attract a company such as Greggs to the area is a great boost for us. I have been told the factory will employ 300 people, many of whom could be local. I represent the ward where the factory will be built, and I had thought I would savour the smell of sausage rolls being cooked. But it is a frozen food production plant and there will be no baking taking place here." Councillor Main said the factory would be on the part of the site nearest to the A5, which is also linked to the M69, so products and ingredients could be moved easily. He said construction could start at any time. "I hope work starts as soon as possible, creating much needed jobs," he said. Martin Traynor, Managing Director of Leicestershire Chamber of Commerce, said, "This is fantastic news and demonstrates major chains such as Greggs are looking to invest in the county and create employment. The location of Hinckley is ideally suited for companies that need ready access to the motorway network. Currently, Greggs supplies its 1,671 shops nationwide from a central savoury production unit, while 10 regional bakeries produce bread and other products. In October, Greggs Chief Executive Ken Miken said the company was planning a second savoury production plant in the south. Last month, outgoing group chairman Derek Netherton announced the company was in the process of acquiring a site for a frozen manufacturing facility in Leicestershire in order to meet the growth in demand. A company spokesman would not go into details of how many people would be employed at Hinckley. However, the spokesman confirmed the posts created by the development would all be new. The approved plans include offices, cold storage and production areas. The development will also have visitor and staff parking for 160 cars.
Metal recovered from cremated bodies raised £40,000 for charity. Metal recovered from cremated bodies is being turned into road signs and lampposts and raising thousands of pounds for good causes at the same time. Leicester's Gilrose and Loughborough Crematoria are among dozens across Britain signed up to a metal recycling scheme. While less valuable metals are smelted down and turned into road signs, motorway barriers and lampposts, others, such as cobalt, are used in aircraft engines. The metal parts, including steel hips, plates and screws from bones, fillings, false teeth fixings and coffin handles and fittings. Adrian Russell, Director of Environmental Services at Leicester City Council, which runs Gilrose, said, "Gilrose has been part of the National Metals Recycling Scheme run by the Institute of Cemetery and Crematorium Management, the ICCM, for the past 15 years. It's something which is only done with the consent of the family. It arose from the issue of what to do with bits of metal which can't be scattered with the ashes and would otherwise have to be buried. About half of Britain's 260 crematoria recycle metal recovered from bodies, generating 75 tonnes a year. At Gilrose, the sale of metal recycled from the 3,000 cremations last year raised £40,000 for charity. The City Council donated £10,000 of this to the Rainbow Children's Hospice in Loughborough, while £30,000 was collected by the ACCM and donated to Cancer Research UK. Mr Russell said the sale of recovered metal from Gilrose is £40,000 a year. The ICCM gives 75% of the money to a charity of its choosing, and we choose which charity the other 25% goes to, and that is Rainbows. We have never had any negative feedback. It's something that appears to be a suitable solution for everyone concerned." A spokesman for Dignity, which operates Loughborough Crematorium, said it had been involved in the recycling scheme for over a year. Its chosen charity for 2013 is the Marie Curie Cancer Care, and the first collection will be made in the summer. The Dignity spokesman said Loughborough Crematorium subscribes to a metal recycling scheme managed by the Association of Private Crematoria and Cemeteries, the APCC. "This is a not-for-profit recycling scheme for all metal recovered from the cremation process, and the families of the deceased can decide to opt out of the scheme prior to the cremation taking place. Any metal residues following cremation are collected, and any money raised from the recycling is paid directly from the APCC to a charity. There is no financial gain for the crematorium for subscribing to the APCC scheme. Loughborough Crematorium has been in the APCC scheme for just over a year, and the first collection will be made this summer, so as yet I cannot advise on the amount of money that will be donated to Marie Curie."